Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, May 8th, and happy birthday to Sir David Attenborough, who's 95 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Cobb police are investigating an armed robbery at Town Center Mall. Community leaders and residents across Cobb County united for the National Day of Prayer. Ackworth has been recognized as an All-American City Hall of Famer. The Cobb County Sheriff is in talks to house detainees from the overcrowded Fulton Jail. A federal judge has denied a request from a group of parents that would have paused the Cobb County School District's enforcement of its mask requirements for students. Two men were arrested Thursday after allegedly robbing a sex worker at gunpoint in a motel near Truist Park. Plus, we'll take a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Cobb police are investigating an armed robbery at a Town Center Mall jewelry store. The robbery involved 3 masked suspects who fled before officers arrived. Witnesses said the jewelry store in question was A&M Custom Jewelry. Cobb police initially received a report of an active shooter, but that was found to be incorrect. One employee sustained a non-life-threatening injury, and it was not confirmed whether the employee had been shot or injured in some other way. Thursday's incident was the latest in a string of Metro Atlanta mall shootings in the past several months. Community leaders and residents across Cobb County united for the National Day of Prayer, gathering in person and virtually for song and worship after a year filled with unrest, illness, and uncertainty.
God bless you. God bless America. And may America bless you.
The Cobb County Prayer Breakfast made its pandemic-era return with a virtual prayer event live-streamed on Facebook. With the theme of Lord, Pour Out Your Life, Love, and Liberty, the program focused on praying for the Cobb community and the world in the wake of the pandemic. In Ackworth, a small crowd gathered at City Hall to hear Mayor Tommy Algood and local pastors give short messages on the power of prayer and what they believe the community needed to pray for at its 20th recognition of the National Day of Prayer. And Powder Springs held a Day of Prayer event at Thurman Springs Park. Over 10 years ago, Ackworth was recognized by the National Civic League as an All-American City. Now it's received an even more exclusive recognition by joining the All-American Cities Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame honor is awarded to cities already recognized as All-American who have worked toward outstanding civic engagement initiatives. The National Civic League highlighted the city's equitable and inclusive efforts to redevelop its historic Parkside District while promoting its Black history. Those include Doyle Hill Park, opened last year and named for the city's first Black alderman, the Ackworth Community Center, the Ackworth Art House, and historic Depot Park. As a Hall of Fame inductee, Ackworth joins the cities of Marietta, class of 2020, and Decatur, which was announced as another 2021 inductee. Cobb Sheriff Craig Owens is in negotiations with the Fulton County Sheriff's Office to house up to 500 Fulton detainees at the Cobb County Adult Detention Center. The talks between Sheriff Owens and Fulton Sheriff Patrick Labatt stem from persistent overcrowding at the Fulton Jail. If agreed to, detainees in Fulton custody would be transferred to Cobb while awaiting trial. The contract to lease 500 beds from Cobb would cost Fulton between $5 and $7 million. The Cobb jail currently houses 1,360 individuals with a capacity of up to 3,200, while the Fulton jail has about 400 more inmates than intended for its 2,591 inmate capacity. Sheriff Labatt, meanwhile, is in the midst of a battle over the future of Atlanta's jail. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has called for the city to close its mostly empty facility, and Sheriff Labatt has pushed for Fulton to purchase the jail for the city to address the overcrowding issues. The Atlanta City Detention Center can hold about 1,300 inmates, but currently averages 150 or less per day. As of last week, the Fulton jail has over 300 inmates sleeping on portable, temporary beds known as boats. That's up from 234 inmates sleeping on boats in early March.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At WD Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to WD Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267. Or visit them online at wdlittle.com. WD Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680. NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. A federal judge has denied a request from a group of Cobb school parents that would have paused the school district's enforcement of its mask requirements for students, COVID-19 contact tracing policy, and quarantine requirements. The parents in the case were seeking a temporary restraining order barring the school system from continuing its enforcement of the mandate, which has been recommended by federal, state, and local public health officials. The judge's decision does not end the case. For the case to be dropped, the Cobb School District would have to file a motion to dismiss, and a decision would have to be made on that ruling. Two men were arrested Thursday after allegedly robbing a sex worker at gunpoint in a motel near Truist Park. Cobb police say they received a report early Thursday morning of an armed robbery at the Motel 6 on Circle 75 Parkway near its intersection with Windy Hill Road. Police found that a sex worker, whose name has not been released, had just finished a date with a man when she was allegedly robbed at gunpoint outside of her room by another man who took cash and other personal items. One suspect was arrested on scene. Another was captured after a manhunt in the woods near the motel and I-75. The names of the suspects have not yet been released. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Shannon Ebersole. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
You can't live with them, and you can't live without them. That phrase applies to a lot of things, and you certainly can include cell phone towers on that list. We all want crystal clear reception, no drop calls. Remember the ad slogan, "Can you hear me now?" But we shudder at the unsightly cell phone towers that pollute our view. The issue was front and center at a Cobb County zoning hearing held this week when Diamond Communications appeared before the panel seeking a rezoning that would allow an AT&T cell tower to be constructed in a West Cobb residential area. The pair representing the company was a lawyer from San Antonio and a telecom exec from New Jersey. The duo arrived promptly when the zoning meeting began at 9 a.m., but with a stuffed agenda, it wasn't until 3:30 that afternoon that the cell phone tower case came up for discussion. The two made their presentation smooth and professional and expected an open and shut case to fall in their favor. But what they hadn't counted on was Planning Commissioner Fred Beloine. Fred had more than a few questions. Now, the tower in question is called a monopine. It's one of those towers camouflaged to look like a pine tree. The next hour and a half was a bit like a cage match between the city slickers and the good old Georgia boy. Commissioner Beloine had 90 minutes of questions and discussed the merits of the application, the merits of cell towers in general, the merits of AT&T, and even the merits of Wikipedia, which he used as a source. After the slew of questions that clearly wore on the out-of-towners, Beloine had one more card to play. He called on two neighbors opposing the project to the stand. "You saw a picture of it, a 155-foot monopine. What's your problem with looking at one of those?" Beloine asked. "Well, we saw the pictures," neighbor one replied. "What's your opinion of it?" Beloine asked. "We don't like it," said neighbor number one. "It looks like a fake tree." Then neighbor number two, "Looks like you need to put a deer stand in it." By the way, neighbor number two said he doesn't even own a cell phone. The real rub, however, was that Diamond had failed to adequately lay out what might happen were the tower to come tumbling down on a gusty day. Beloine hammered on this point and was backed up by Board Chairman Galt Porter, who chimed in, "I have to say, this is the first applicant in all the years I've been doing this, and we used to do a lot of towers, who couldn't tell me where the breakpoints are on their pole. And I kind of think you're not ready to be here," Porter said. Beloine then read a series of articles, including the one from Wikipedia, of unknown credibility into the record, highlighting incidents of cell towers tumbling down. He launched into a laundry list of conclusions from his inquest. Conclusion number five, for example, barbed wire is not attractive. He called the application contradictory and inconsistent and moved to deny the application outright. But Beloine's motion to deny was defeated 4-1, and ultimately the commission decided to hold the proposal for another month. The last time Cobb County completed a comprehensive transportation plan was 6 years ago in 2015. A lot has changed over the last 6 years. Population increase leading to more clogged roadways, new technologies and transportation solutions, and opinions about the best way to get from point A to point B. They've all shifted. To that end, county government will kick off a listening tour next week to solicit residents' feedback for a new transportation plan, which officials hope will guide transportation investments for the next 30 years. Your feedback and participation in Cobb Forward will help shape the future transportation investments at Cobb for the next 30 years, Cobb officials say. The three town halls that will be hosted virtually will be Tuesday, May 11th at 5 p.m., Saturday, May 15th at 9 a.m., Wednesday, May 19th at 11:30 a.m. Again, those will be held virtually. For more information, visit cobbforward.org. Over to the campaign front. Ward 7 Marietta Councilman Joseph Goldstein has announced his plans to run for a second term. Goldstein was first elected 4 years ago at the tender age of 23. He's a double dog with a bachelor's degree and a law degree from the University of Georgia and works in the family real estate business. He took over the post from his father, Philip Goldstein, who represented Ward 7 for more than 35 years. "I believe we can have orderly growth and development in Marietta that will enhance our city in the future without sacrificing our quality of life," Goldstein said. U.S. Representative Lucy McBath has drawn a second Republican challenger in next year's election. We already told you about the announcement of Harold Earls, former commander of the Guard, for the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery and a social media influencer with more than 500,000 subscribers. Now we'll mention another Republican, retired U.S. Army Colonel Eric Welch. In a video announcing his run, Welch came out swinging, labeling McBath a single-issue partisan hack. You'll recall McBath's signature issue is gun control. It's what got her into politics after her 17-year-old son was murdered at a Florida gas station in 2012. In his announcement video, Welch is checking all the boxes on the Republican platform. Fighting the cancel culture? Check. Stopping socialism? Check. Standing up to Nancy Pelosi and AOC? Check and check. The fate of Democrat McBath could rest largely in the hands of state legislators, who will redraw congressional districts later this year. It's expected that the GOP-controlled legislature will gerrymander out of office either McBath or fellow Democrat Carolyn Bordeaux, Georgia's 7th District. The GOP is expected to draw a surefire red district where one Democrat will lose and thereby create a blue district for the other Democrat to win. Remember at the start of the pandemic when the virus shut the doors of restaurants, bars, gyms, and even schools, but liquor stores were deemed essential by our government officials? Some found that notion ridiculous, but a recent survey from the American Addiction Centers found that 37% of Americans of legal drinking age say they too deem alcohol an essential purchase during a pandemic. Georgia was substantially below that mark with only 24% of its residents identifying booze as essential. American Addiction Center said Georgians were lucky that supply could keep up with demand when lockdowns were first imposed, especially because one in four Georgians said they would have opted to buy a bottle or two of liquor before they would have bought toilet paper. And we all remember how in the early days of the pandemic, TP was hard to come by. Glad to see those survey takers are getting right to the bottom of things. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.